Welcome to another episode of Chat with Dan. This is your host, the one and only Dan here. Well, we have season 12 now, so hope you like this episode. Before we start this episode, I want to thank you so much for having the chance to check this one out. If it is your birthday, happy birthday. Keep having an amazing rest of the day or evening, depending when you are. And again, thank you so much for supporting this platform. Hope you like the amazing guests that I interviewed for this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, family, and the show is about to start. See you in the next one.
There we go. I don't know what happened there for a second.
it happens, you know? Technology, yeah. Right?
Yep. That's true. Gift and the curse.
Yeah, absolutely. So welcome back. Also, I'm seeing people that actually tuned in here. The real actor. Hey, how are you today? Glad everyone is tuning in here to another awesome episode. So easy again. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. It is good to be back.
Yeah, it is super cool and amazing and badass as well to have someone as talented with such a resume as you're here. So I want to thank you again.
Thank you.
Now, before we start, you know what is going to happen? I need to give you a proper welcome. You know, if I had red carpet, I would have already put it, but we're still working on it, you know? So.
Thank you. Always music to my ears to hear that sound.
Right. I love it. And I promise at the moment I get audience, I'm going to still be playing this, you know, just for fun. So
As you should, especially with the pandemic. It's not like I get to be in front of live audiences much lately. So it's good to hear that sound.
Absolutely.
Gotta have some applause.
Absolutely. You deserve them every single time. You should put this on as an alarm.
That's a good point. I love the idea.
Yeah. I did try it once. Let me tell you. I did try it once. And it ended up being horrible because you wake up like from 0 to 100 like this. And
yeah, it's a little much for a wake up alarm.
Yeah,
like throughout the day, like my reminders and like cheering me on to continue my day. That I could be done.
Yes. Try it as an alarm because I did try it and I almost have a heart attack. But anyway, it happens. So tell me, what's new since our last chat?
Oh man, what's new? I finished production on Dino Rift. It's my latest audiobook and I'm super excited for it to release in a couple weeks. And in fact, the author's already working on the sequel and planning to put the hardest dinosaur name pronunciations ever in the book. So thanks for that. Because it turns out there's some tough dinosaurs to pronounce. And other than that, I've been working on a few audio dramas, video games. I got some things in the works. I can now announce that I am the evil villain Columbia in Ugh Magical Boys. That is an audio drama, and I'm super excited about my character in that one, so stay tuned. Let's see, just working the usual, I guess, busting out auditions and hitting the grindstone every day.
I love it. Yeah, totally. I mean, you are doing the hard work here, and that is super awesome and super, I mean, who would get inspired to see how much work you do, you know what I mean?
Thank you. Yes. I always never feel like it's enough. Like, I always want to do more. But, you know, I updated my resume the other day and it had a lot of things on it. I was like, okay, yeah, I guess I've done some things. A few.
Yeah.
So, and more all the time. So.
Yeah, I love it. And also, I'm super sure that eventually you're going to be like, I mean, we're going to hear you, see you everywhere. I'm super sure.
I hope so. Yes. And in the best of ways. I mean, hopefully not like an infamy kind of way, you know, but I hope so. We'll see. I'm gonna continue contributing some good stuff, hopefully here in the future.
There you go. I love it. And then we, you know what I mean, those who are watching this right now or watching this later, let's make Easy viral right now. I mean, let's share her and let's share what she does, because what she does is really cool and more people should know about this amazing talented actor that I'm interviewing right now. Let's make her viral right now. Let's put hashtag Team Easy or something, you know, to make her viral, you know, just add
hashtag Team Izzy. All right,
love it. Then eventually we're gonna get merch.
Yeah, hashtag right? Team Izzy merch. I'm down for that too.
Love it.
Let's do it.
Sounds like a good plan. And you know, like going out, yeah, like going more onto this special episode now. Tell me. So basically this chat will be all about movies, right? But tell me, what are some of your personal favorite movies?
Man, and that's such a tough question because movies have always had a very special place in my heart. I'm an actor. I've always followed the film industry. One of my favorite hobbies actually is to watch all the movies before Oscar season, and the Oscars is like my Super Bowl, and I will predict all the Oscar nominees and figure out the winners, and it's just so much fun for me. I actually haven't had a lot of time to watch all of them this year, but I need to play catch up. But I also love reading book adaptations into movies. I'll read the book and study the movie adaptation, and I became a film producer, and I have this huge passion for movies. So my favorites, it's hard to pick, but if I had to say like top three, I love Disney and Pixar's Up. That one makes me cry every time within like 3 seconds in the beginning scene. Even the theme song makes me cry. Just a beautiful movie. I love Legally Blonde.
That's a cool movie,
It's such a classic, and Reese Witherspoon kills it, and I love her producing game. In fact, I just read another article about what she's doing in movies, and I love it. The girl power. Today is International Women's Day, and she is producing these incredible films with female protagonists, bringing authors to light who deserve their incredible stories to be heard. I love Reese Witherspoon. So yes, Legally Blonde is one of my favorite movies. And then last but not least is American Beauty. And that's kind of my artsy fartsy, crazy dark pick, but it's just so brilliant. I love it.
I love it.
It's a great movie.
That's so cool. And what are some of your favorite TV shows?
You know, that's a tough question. I love, growing up, my favorite was Gilmore Girls. That has a special place in my heart. I love that witty banter. And now the same writers, I believe, are on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is fabulous. So I love that show. I've been watching that. The Walking Dead, I'm finally overcoming my fear of zombies, and I'm watching that right now, so I'm kind of hooked. That's what I'm currently doing. I used to be deathly afraid of zombies and couldn't watch it for the longest time, but I'm working on it, guys. Then I also love Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is like one of the best series ever written. There's so many good series. It's hard to just pick one or three even, but those are the first three that pop into my head. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, if you had to choose between a world without movies or a world without TV shows, which one?
Oh man, you know what's interesting? There was a time I think I would have said I would choose movies, and now TV has kind of taken over in this whole new way. I mean, it's like the new big thing, but I'd probably still go with movies, to be honest. Okay. I love movies. I love both. That's a tough question, but movies,
Okay, let's go for movies. Yeah. I mean, I do get it. I do get it. The other day, I was like thinking about it. Like, I mean, you choose movies, that's cool, but at the same time, for TV shows, you are gonna always have content to watch.
Yeah, I do love the binging opportunity, like to relax at the end of the day and have an episode to look forward to, rather than having to like search for a movie that's available. But at the end of the day, I do love the feature film format. I think that's kind of what I gravitate toward.
Okay.
For the most part.
Yeah. And if you had to live in the universe of a movie or for a TV show, which one would you choose?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'd have to think about that one. Probably Harry Potter.
That's cool.
Which is a book first, of course, but I am a Potterhead. I freaking love the Harry Potter series. So, yeah, I need some magic and fantasy in my life. Let's do Harry Potter.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, for this next part, I'm going to be asking for you to guess the top 10 films of all times and top 10 TV shows of all time.
Oh, no.
It's super. I'm going to be helping you, of course. And also, those who are watching this right now, if you want to participate, go ahead. I mean, feel free to put it up on the comments.
Do I get hints?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you want? So do you want to go for movies or TV?
Let's do movies.
Movies. So, at number one, you ready?
Okay.
So this film is back in from 1994. Okay.
Ooh, was that Titanic?
No, it's a drama film, and it goes: two imprisoned men bond over a number of years finding eventual redemption through acts of common decency. You got it.
Prison, acts of common decency? Oh gosh. This is one of the top 10 movies. I am drawing a total blank. The first thing that popped in my head with prison was like Shawshank Redemption. But that doesn't seem right. It is? It's Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, actually.
Oh gosh, I love that movie. Actually, I guess it's been a minute since I've watched it.
Yeah, that is actually one of my favorite films.
It's an excellent movie. Yeah.
I love the film. Absolutely love it. And also Haley got it. Perfect. Yay. Perfect. So, for the next one, number two. This one is from 1972. It's a crime drama. And it goes, the aging patriarch of an organized crime dynasty in post-war New York.
Is this The Godfather? No. How is it?
Yeah.
It is. Yes. It is. Okay, good. I'm really bad at dates, by the way. So you tell me a date and then like I draw a blank. But obviously that's one of the iconic films. So that was the first thing that I thought of. Yep.
Now for the next one, this happened in 2008. It's an action crime drama. It's like one of the best superheroes of all time.
Oh, one of the best superheroes of all time. Well, there's a lot of good ones. Is it one of
that film had like this iconic scene in which they literally flipped a whole trailer.
Oh, shoot. Okay, superhero flipped a trailer. Oh, no. Oh no, was it Iron Man? Which one was it? Okay, we got Iron Man, we got Batman, we got, see, I wanted to say like The Matrix, but that's not a superhero. A trailer? Spider-Man.
Huh?
Spider-Man?
Nope. No. You did mention it a couple of seconds ago.
Captain America. No, what did I say? Now I forgot. I'm tired. This is not a fair game to play right now.
All right, let me help you out with one of the actors. Huh?
Okay. So I said Batman. Was it Batman? It was Batman. Yeah.
Yeah, it's The Dark Knight.
It was Batman. Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that was one of the top 10 movies of all time. Really? Wow. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Four.
I forgot the tagline on it. Batman the something something. But yeah, that one.
This next one is from 1993. It's a biography drama history. And it goes, in German-occupied Poland during World War II.
Oh, Schindler's List?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Schindler's Factory. It's a great museum now. The real place where that happened, the history. Yeah.
Oh.
Sad, I mean. Sad.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I went to one of those camps in Germany called Buchenwald. And
I went to Auschwitz.
So, and you know, like something interesting is that when we went there, on the way to that place, we were like, yeah, we were with a bunch of friends, we were like singing, you know, dancing, stuff like that. After that, everybody was quiet. It was like the worst environment ever. Everybody
There's
was just
nothing.
Quiet. Nothing.
No words can describe, it takes your breath away, how devastating it is. Yeah.
No.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Schindler's List, great movie. Yeah. Spielberg. Yep.
For this next one, this is from 1994. It's a drama romance, and it goes, the presidencies of Kennedy and Johnson, the Vietnam War, the Watergate scandal, and other historical events unfold from the perspective of an Alabama man.
Oh, no. You realize I was like 5 when that came out, right? 1994. Okay, I'm gonna need another hint. Okay, so there's a lot of history going on. It's a romance? Has romance?
Yeah, actually, Haley got it. It's Forrest Gump.
Oh my gosh, I knew that. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Hallie. Thanks, Hallie. You got my back. I'm not even reading the comments. Hallie's my cousin.
For this next one, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is from 1999. It's action sci-fi. The thing is that if I read the description, I'm basically giving the movie away. So,
Avatar? No. For 1999. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
Matrix. When was that? Matrix?
Yeah.
Action sci-fi. Yeah. That's of Matrix. Course. I remember the Matrix.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, Do you remember when that movie came out, like how much polemic caused? That actually a lot of people, they did start, like really crazy people start to ask themselves, are we really living, or is this just like a
mind trip. It changed everything. It's a great movie.
Did you watch the other two, or you will stick with the first one and that's it?
I'll stick with the first one. I think I saw, I don't know, I'll watch anything. They have like the new one coming out, right? It's not out yet. I haven't seen it. I haven't been up on what the releases are since it's a pandemic, and I'm like holed up in my house and not going to the movies. I used to go every week to the movies, so I was always aware of what was going on, but not lately.
It's actually on HBO Max.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I'll have to go check it out now. Oh, it's on my list. Got it.
Sounds like a plan. For the next one here, this is from 1990. It's a biography crime drama. And the director was Martin Scorsese. Some of the actors were Robert De Niro, Ray Liotta, Joe Pesci.
They're all, he has like a million movies with them. We were just watching The Irishman again last night.
Yeah.
Which they're all in. So again, it's another god, he does all these gangster movies. Scorsese. I don't know. Any more hints?
I mean, the thing is that if I
I'm drawing a blank. This is so sad. I should know all of these. I can't believe I missed Forrest Gump. I just wasn't thinking of the right plot points for Forrest Gump. But yeah, Vietnam, duh. Huh?
You give up?
Scorsese. I do know this, but yeah, sure.
Goodfellas,
yeah, I know. I was like, it's one of those gangster movies.
Yeah. For the next one, this is from 1997. It's a comedy, drama, romance. And it goes, when an open-minded Jewish waiter and his son become victims of the Holocaust, he uses a perfect mixture of will, humor, and imagination to protect his son from the dangers around their camp.
It's another Holocaust movie. Oh man, there's like, I've seen like all of them, but they blur together. So he uses humor. It's The Pianist? No. It's The Girl and the, no. What is, uh-oh, okay. Might need another hint on this one.
Okay, not a problem.
Uh-oh.
All right, let me find,
I'm sure I don't even know.
Okay. So do you want me to tell you the movie, the name of the movie right away?
Unless you have another hint.
Well, the director was
Striped Pajamas. That's right. It's not The Boy in Striped Pajamas. Yeah, Hallie was like, it's not The Boy in Striped Pajamas. So I was like, that's one of them, but that's not it. Yeah.
Well, the director was Roberto Benigni. The writers were Vincenzo Salami, Roberto Benigni.
It's one of the, it's the Italian one. Ah!
You got it. I'm super sure that you got it.
What was it called? I forgot.
Who?
What was it called?
The movie?
Yeah.
Oh, the movie, it is Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful. Yes, okay. Yes. I haven't seen that one in a long time. That's why. Okay, I need that one too.
Well, this next one is from the 60s.
Oh, great. Okay.
It's a horror mystery thriller.
Psycho?
Yeah. Ha! You got it. the next one is from 1985.
Titanic.
It's an adventure comedy sci-fi.
I'm like, it's gotta be in there somewhere. Adventure comedy sci-fi. Okay.
The thing is that the description gives everything away, so... Okay.
One of
the One of the actors was Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, I need another hint.
Michael J. Fox?
Oh, shoot. 90s. It's been a while. I was a kid back then.
1985.
That was before I was born. Okay, that's not even fair. I need help.
You give up?
I feel like I'm failing at this game. I know movies. Hallie's like, Back to the Future. Is it Back to the Future? Oh my god. All you had to say was DeLorean. I'd been like, yeah. Back to the Future. Hello. I should know this. Thank you, Hallie. Love you.
So for the next one is... Oh, yeah, this one was obvious that was going to be there eventually. This one is from 1942.
Oh, boy.
It's a drama, romance, war.
Drama, romance, war. From Casablanca? Aha!
Yeah. All right.
Ellie's like, wow, I'm the smart cousin today. You're always the smart cousin. At least one of them.
The next smart. One here, this is from 1998. It's another drama, war.
Oh, man, all these war dramas. Yeah.
And it goes, following the Normandy landings, a group of U.S. soldiers go behind...
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, you got it.
I've been to Normandy, too, so...
I love it.
I've been there, I'm like, yeah, I know that one.
The also next sad. One... Yeah. The next one is... this one is from 1991. It's action sci-fi. And it's a cyborg identical to the one who failed to kill... must now protect her. Protect
Terminator.
Her. Yeah, you got it. But which
yeah,
one?
Cyborg. Got that one. Yeah.
All right. Let's do two more.
Okay.
All right. So this one, it's an animated. It's from 1994.
Beauty and the Beast?
No.
No. Okay.
Sorry. I mean, it's like... It's like on that realm of legendary films of...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be one of the good ones. Yeah,
but it's
okay.
Like the one.
The one? The Lion King?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Nice. Nailed it.
Okay. And this one is from 2014, actually. It's a drama music. It's a promising...
The artist?
No.
No.
A promising young drummer enrolls at a cutthroat music conservatory.
Oh, Whiplash.
Yeah, you got it.
That's one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. Okay. Yeah, if it's within the last 10 years, I probably know it, but...
All right, let's do one more.
One more, okay.
Okay, this one is from 2012. No, you know what? No. Let's go. No. Let's do
Wait,
another
was that
one.
Avatar? No, that's not Avatar.
The one from 2012 was Django.
Django Unchained, yeah, that's a good one. Tarantino.
This one is from 2008. It's another animated one, adventure and family. And it goes, in a distant future, a small waste collecting robot.
WALL-E!
You got it.
Yeah. Yay!
I love that film.
A total failure at this game.
Are you ready for the TV shows?
Oh boy, I'm probably gonna fail at that. I have not kept up on TV shows as much, to be honest.
Let's find out.
Okay.
So for this, at number one, you actually mentioned it before. That is one of your favorites.
Well, it's one of three, so.
It's a crime drama thriller.
Breaking Bad.
You got it.
Yeah. Good show.
Easy. Number two, this is from 2001. It was actually a miniseries. It's from HBO. It's a drama history war, and it's the story of Easy Company of the U.S. Army 101st Airborne Division and their mission in World War II, from Operation Overlord to D-Day.
Oh no.
Some of the actors there was Scott Grimes, Damian Lewis, Ron Livingston.
Yeah, I haven't had TV for most of my life, to be honest. So anything I watched has been, like, after the fact. I don't know. What is it?
Band of Brothers.
Oh, Band of Brothers. Okay, yeah, I think I've seen an episode or two of that. I know the soundtrack. That's true. That's good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Number three. Yeah, number three. This one is from 1999, finished in 2007. It's a crime drama, and it goes, New Jersey mob boss deals with personal...
The Sopranos.
And... You got it.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
That one.
Alright. Next one. This is an animated one. It started in 2013, still airs. It's an adventure comedy.
Futurama?
Perhaps. Maybe. Sometimes, perhaps.
Maybe sometimes? How does that work? When did it start? Wait, when are we talking about that it started?
In 2013. Still airs till today. Some of the actors there are Justin Roiland, Chris Parnell, Spencer Grammer.
I feel like I should know this. And it's maybe Futurama? How's it maybe Futurama?
Well, in this case, your cousin got it.
What?
Rick and Morty.
Oh, it's Rick and Morty. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, how about it?
Yeah. I know, I was like, I kind of know who it is. I just, like, couldn't think of which one it was. Okay, cool.
All right. For this next one, this is from 2005. Finished in 2013. Yeah, finished in 2013. It's a comedy. And some of the actors there were Steve Carell, Jenna Fischer,
and John. The Office.
You got it.
Yeah. Gotta love The Office.
You got it. Okay. This one is from
1989. Uh-oh.
Yeah, finished in 1998. It's a comedy. And some of the actors there are Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Seinfeld?
You got it.
Yeah.
You know, you're probably going to kill me, but I've never watched Seinfeld.
Oh, no. Well, I haven't watched enough. I've seen, like, the odd episode, and I know there's so many iconic things from it, and I probably need to watch more of it. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm familiar with it. Something gets into the culture, you know.
Totally. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I think I did watch like probably one or two episodes, and that was it.
Yeah,
but, like watch. Like,
I've seen them here and there.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and I know the characters and the actors. It's just iconic. I know that. Yeah.
So this one is from 1959, finished in 1964. It's a drama, fantasy, horror. It's ordinary people find themselves in extraordinary, outstanding situations, which they each try to solve in a remarkable manner.
This was before my time. The first thing that popped into my head was like Gilligan's Island, but that's probably not it. I have no idea. What is it? I don't know.
Well, Holly got it again. The Twilight Zone.
Jeez, I knew that. That's all you just, well, sci-fi. You were like, each episode is different, though.
Yeah.
So it's not really a series. I don't know.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like, I was like, there's so many plot points.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You were it's a series of sci-fi short stories. It'd be like The Twilight Zone. But
yeah. Yeah. It's like, for example, Black Mirror. Remember that one?
Black Mirror is good. Yeah.
And that one is like every episode, Twilight. it's something new on it. So.
Yeah. It's, what do you call it? Episodic. It's not really a series, but yeah. Also iconic. I can't believe I didn't get that one. Yeah.
This next one is from 2011, finished in 2019. It's an action adventure drama. And it goes, 9 noble families fight for control over the
Game of Thrones.
You got it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You got
That's one of my favorites, too. That's really good. Yeah.
All right. All right. So, for this next one here, where did I lost it? No. Yeah, I got it here. Yeah, you got it here. This one is from 1994, finished in 2004. It's a comedy romance. And follows the personal and professional life of 6 20 to 30 something year old
friends.
You got it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that was an easy one. Okay. I like that one. This one started in 2013. It's going to end this year. It's a crime drama.
crime drama. Oh, is that the the guy with the, it's like the cowboy kind of guy, what's his, what is that called? Oh man, I think I know what you're talking about, but it's on the tip of my tongue and I can't think of it.
So this one, it's A Gangster Family, set in the 1900s England, centering on a gang who sue razor blades in the peaks of their caps.
Oh, I don't know this one then. I haven't watched it. Is that, okay, so is that the, what is the one everybody loves on Netflix that's really popular? Shoot, what is that called? I think you need to watch it, but I can't think of what it's called.
Do you up?
It's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, I give up.
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
All right, let's do two more.
Okay.
This one is from 2015. It's gonna end this year. It's a crime drama, and it goes the trials and tribulations of criminal lawyer Jimmy McGill in the time before he established his strip mall law office in Albuquerque, Mexico.
Oh, is this Better Call Saul? Yeah.
Yeah. And for the last one here, this one is from 2016. Still airs. Yeah, still airs. It's a drama fantasy horror. And it goes, when a young boy disappears, his mother, a police chief, and his friends must confront terrifying supernatural forces in order to get him back.
Uh-oh. It's not American Horror Story, is it? Because I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I think it's something I haven't seen, so I'm not sure. I don't know.
So some of the actors there was Millie Bobby Brown, Finn Wolfhard, Winona Ryder.
Oh shoot. Stranger Things, yeah! Oh gosh, I have watched that one. What am I saying? That one's a good one. Okay, darn it. Okay, I'm tired. Izzy is brain dead. That's it.
And we're done.
A long day.
And we're done for today.
Marginally okay sometimes.
Yeah, I love it. No, it was really, it was really, you did it fantastic here. And also, Izzy, I want to thank you so much for having the time. I mean, I know that you have like a busy schedule, so I do appreciate that you have the time to be here back on the show. You're definitely on my top five of favorite people in this world for sure.
Aw, thanks.
And before I send you off, you know how it goes. I need to send you off properly. But also, before I do that, I want to thank those who are watching this right now. And also, if you're watching this later, either here on Instagram or later on YouTube or listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure that you follow Izzy. If you're doing it fantastic, then let's make her, as I was saying before, let's make her viral. Let's make sure everybody knows about this talented, badass, amazing actress that I'm speaking right now. And also, at some point, let's get her merch ready to go. And now, to send you off,
they love me. They really love me. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. And Hallie, I see you. Thanks for having my back. I appreciate that because, yes, it may only be 5 years, but I am the tired because girl is working hard to build my empire. So, you know how that goes. Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate you having me on. This was fun. And
I'll see you in the next one.
Yeah. Till next time.
Bye. Bye.